This morning on Wake Up With Hope, we have a hummus recipe from Gia and Olive, an inspiring message from Voice of Prophecy, music from Gisela Kroll,
and a special health segment from our Loma Linda Live It friends. Don't go anywhere. Good morning and welcome to Wake Up With Hope. You know, we are thrilled that you're joining us this Monday morning.
We are, friends, and today is National Forgiveness and Happiness Day. That's a really interesting combo because there's a reason they go hand in hand. You can't be fully happy while harboring thoughts of unforgiveness towards someone else.
You know, if there's someone in your life that you have yet to forgive, today's the day. Today's the day to take it to the Lord in prayer and ask God to help you find forgiveness in your heart. You know, after all, He forgives us for the wrongs that we have caused towards Him.
Amen. He does, friends, and He gives mercy and grace that we don't deserve. It's also National You Matter to Me Day. And we want to let you know how much you matter to us.
Wow, today's quite a day.
Yes, it is.
These are very deep and powerful concepts. You know, so don't forget to share the love and tell others around you how much they mean to you. You know, in today's program, we have a lot to offer you. Today, we're going to discover how much you matter to Jesus. And what He has done for us really matters as well. So let's begin by taking a look back at what took place on this day in history.
On this day in history, in 1985, Lynette Woodard, captain of the 1984 U.S. Olympic women's basketball gold medal team, made history as the first female player for the Harlem Globetrotters. "I got chills," said the 26-year-old Woodard about her selection. She was chosen from a group of 10 finalists for this groundbreaking achievement.
"I got chills," she said. Wow. You know, friends, when was the last time you've gotten chills when you think about the immense sacrifice God made for you? Just for you. It was for you that Jesus willingly left heaven where He was adored and worshiped. It was for you that He willingly came to this earth with all of its misery, sickness, sin, and pain. It was for you that He willingly suffered and died the death of a criminal. He didn't have to do it, friends. He could have considered it too great a cost to pay, but He did it, and you were worth it. And He would have done it if you were the only one on earth, just for one person in all the earth. That is how much you and I individually mean to God, our Creator of the universe. You know, that's a profound and incredible thought. And if you haven't already, open your heart to Him. Accept His perfect sacrifice and let Him lead your life.
Amen, friends. I want to do that today. How about you? Well, it's Monday and Gia and Olive are joining us to share a delicious hummus recipe. It's sure to be a great addition to any meal of the day.
Hi, my name's Olive and this is my mommy, and today we're making hummus.
We are. We're making Uncle Ange's hummus, aren't we? I call it Uncle Ange's hummus because I was inspired by him when I went over one day. He puts lemon rind in his hummus, something I never used to do, and now I'm doing, and it's delicious. So we thought we'd give you a base recipe for it because we do have hummus on our website in another recipe. This one is 2 cans of chickpeas. The reason why I use 2 cans of chickpeas is because I like to make a big or large amount, so that way I've got some for the week. For kids' lunches, you can use it for your own lunch. I use 1 large lemon.
Can you put it in?
Yeah, you can pour it in there. Hold on. 1 large lemon. If you don't have a large one, just 2 small lemons.
Ooh.
Oh! Whoa, that's what happens. Here, let's put it to the side. and the lemon rind.
Wash
if you can see
hand.
This.
On my hand.
I've just grated it with a grater.
Wash my hands.
Okay, here you go. You can wash your hands. Go on. All done. Come back. Use that to dry your hands. Use that to dry your hands. That's what happens. Okay, sorry. All right, so the lemon rind. We'll just throw the lemon rind in there. And tahini. 1.5 tablespoons of tahini. The reason why I add a little bit extra tahini is because I don't like using too much oil, as you already know. So I'm just going to put the tahini in there because there's plenty of fat in the tahini and lots of oil in it as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. And do you want to put the juice from the can of chickpeas? Now, this is the trick. This juice from the can of chickpeas actually helps it become really fluffy. I don't know if you know much about aquafaba. If you blend it, it becomes like egg whites. So it's all fluffy and nice. And do you want to put those in there? What are they?
Onion.
No? Try again.
Garlic.
Garlic, that's it. 2 cloves of garlic. And I will use 1 teaspoon of salt.
Let me put it
in. Okay. Good work. You've done well.
Salt, yummy for you, buddy.
Okay. All right. Are you going to switch it on for me? All right. Let's put it on lower. Go. And we blend it. It's struggling again, so I add a little bit of water.
A little bit of water.
Whoa.
Yeah. Oh, no. More lemon.
Okay. I'm going to add more water, but this time I'm going to try not to tip it everywhere. So a little bit more water. That's it. Wow, I think I'm mastering it. Okay, let's go. Okay, so I just blended it until it was smooth. I don't like lumpy ones. I'll show you the texture. I'll just put that there. All right. Can you see the texture? It's nice and smooth and it's really fluffy. I'm actually going to put some in a bowl so that you can actually see. And like you saw on one of our last episodes, we added some chopped up dried, sun-dried tomatoes, or you can put some olives on top, whatever you like. Look how fluffy that looks. Do you want to try it?
No.
Oh, are you? Okay, go on. You try it. Mmm, delicious.
Have you tried any of our recipes? Let us know how much you liked it and leave us a message on our official Wake Up With Hope Facebook page. And let us know how you liked it.
Our friends from Loma Linda's Live It program are joining us now with a special segment on pomegranates.
Many of us have had a loved one with Alzheimer's. In fact, 1 out of 8 older adults has Alzheimer's disease, making it the 6th leading cause of death in the United States.
But there's new evidence showing how we can delay the onset of this disease with pomegranate juice. First, let's take a look at what causes this disease.
Most scientists believe that Alzheimer's is the result of the buildup of plaque in the brain called beta amyloid. We all have this protein in our brains floating around in a soluble state, but when there's too much, it can clump together and form this plaque that damages the neurons in the brain. Neurons are the brain cells that act like the computers of our body.
Aging, genetics, poor diet, brain injury, lack of exercise can all accelerate this process. And when this happens, the neurons in the brain, areas that are involved in learning and memory, particularly the hippocampus, get damaged and they start to die off.
So where do pomegranates come in? Well, one of Dr. Hartman's first studies with this fruit involved transgenic mice predisposed to Alzheimer's-like symptoms. After 6 months of drinking pomegranate juice, the mice not only performed learning and memory tests better than the control group, but they had 50% less plaque in their brains. With these results, Dr. Hartman and his team then identified individuals prior to heart surgery, since it's common for these patients to have memory deficits following the procedure.
They gave half the patients pomegranate pills 1 week before surgery and 6 weeks after.
Not only did the individuals who took the pomegranate pills have no memory loss, but their memory actually improved. On the other hand, the patients who did not receive the pomegranate pills had memory deficits as expected.
We even have some evidence now that it stimulates the growth of new neurons in the brain. I don't want to make the case that this is a cure for Alzheimer's disease or a cure for memory loss. It's part of a whole, you know, healthy lifestyle.
Pomegranates are loaded with anti-inflammatory and antioxidant compounds called polyphenols. These are chemicals found in plants that work to protect the cells in our bodies from being damaged. So what are some simple tips you can do on a daily basis to reduce your risk for Alzheimer's? You can drink an 8-ounce glass of pomegranate juice, eat pomegranate seeds, or take a pomegranate pill.
But it's not limited to only pomegranates. Other foods with bright or dark colors like blueberries and raspberries and even the curry spice have similar benefits.
So my advice would be to eat a broad variety of these foods, get lots of exercise, and that's a great way to kind of cover your bases.
Some creative ways to incorporate this into your diet is to sprinkle the seeds on your salad, stir it in yogurt, or add pomegranate juice to a smoothie. There's your tip for the day on how you can live healthier longer.
If you're enjoying today's show, share with a friend or visit our website at hopetv.org/wakeup to see more or rewatch any segment.
And friends, search for us on YouTube to subscribe to our channel and keep up with us. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Wake Up with Hope. You know, we believe our program will be an amazing boost to your week.
It's now time for us to be blessed in song as Gisela Kroll joins us to sing From Where I'm Standing.
It's amazing how you never run out of patience. The God I thought I knew was all about the expectations. I'm learning how to love you. Learning how to bend, teach me how to love myself, and then maybe I can be who you want me to be. From where I'm standing, I wouldn't stand a chance without you. Need your mercy. Standing,
Don't go anywhere, friends. When we return, our friends from Voice of Prophecy will join us for a devotional thought. We'll be back in just a minute.
Welcome back. We hope you're feeling the love and hope of Jesus this Monday morning. It's now time for our morning devotional with our friends at Voice of Prophecy.
A few years ago, when our family was living in Simi Valley, California, a friend visited me from out of town. I took her just up the hill from our house to the Reagan Presidential Library. On display that afternoon was a special traveling exhibit. It was called The White House in Miniature. It was wonderful, and we lost track of time enjoying the ornate display. This miniature replica of the White House is incredibly well done. It's built on a 1x1 scale, so 1 inch in the model represents 1 foot in the actual White House. It's a brilliant to scale replica of the President's home at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. John and Jan Swiffa created this magnificent model in 1962. And each year since, it's been painstakingly maintained and expanded. The model includes miniature working televisions, hand-carved tables, chairs and bed frames, and crystal chandeliers. The attention to detail continues, with miniature portraits matching the originals in the White House. The floors and walls are lined with tapestries and carpets, recreated stitch by stitch and thread by thread, each a faithful miniature reproduction. The incredible miniature White House is patterned after the real building on Pennsylvania Avenue. Every detail is a small-scale reflection of the real canvases, carpets, and furnishings in that home. And just as the creators followed a pattern of a real existing place, so did Moses when God asked him to build a sanctuary here on earth. Moses recorded God's instructions faithfully. We can read about God's plan and his instructions for his temple in the books of the Old Testament. Well, when God first asked his people to build him a temple, a place for him to dwell among them, they listened. The first temple was in a tent in the wilderness. This was followed later by a temple at Shiloh. And next was Solomon's temple, a beautiful structure that glimmered in the desert. That temple was destroyed by Nebuchadnezzar's army in 586 BC. The temple was eventually rebuilt and dedicated in 515 BC. Now, this rebuilt temple, it was still standing at the time that Jesus lived and ministered here on earth. It's the one that Jesus visited. Here, he stood up and read, and he overthrew the merchants' tables. That temple was destroyed, just as Jesus predicted it would be, in 70 AD. Now, each of these buildings was different physically, but each also had distinct similarities. Each earthly sanctuary followed a pattern of the sanctuary in heaven. The temples, the earthly sanctuary, was a miniature, a copy of the heavenly sanctuary. Yet, even Solomon's temple, in all of its beauty, it could not capture the majesty of heaven. But that wasn't the purpose of the earthly sanctuaries, the temples. You see, every detail of the earthly sanctuary, the furniture, the sacrificial system, all of it pointed to Jesus. It all told the story of the ultimate sacrifice, the sacrifice that Jesus would make at the cross. The earthly temples were a model of God's plan of redemption, of God's plan to save his people. From the very beginning of our world, God had a plan to save us, to recover his children from the effects of sin, a plan to restore us to a right relationship with him. And that plan from the beginning was Jesus. Revelation 13 and verse 8 describes Jesus as the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. Throughout the ages, there has only been one way to be saved. The disciples, Peter and John, they knew this. When these two disciples were arrested for preaching about Jesus, they stood before the Sanhedrin. And Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, he boldly spoke about Jesus and God's plan to save us through him. It's recorded for us in Acts chapter 4 and verses 11 and 12. This is what they say. "This Jesus is the stone that was rejected by you, the builders, which has become the cornerstone. And there is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved." Here, Peter is quoting verses from the Old Testament. Jesus is this cornerstone, the foundation of the divine plan of redemption. From the time of creation until the last moments of Earth's history, there is only one name under heaven where men and women may be saved: Jesus. Well, what did this plan to save us look and feel like in Old Testament times? Well, in the Old Testament, God showed his people a way to worship him through the sacrificial system. And this system pointed forward and was an example of what Jesus' death on the cross would do. The entire sacrificial system pointed forward to Jesus, to our redemption on the cross. The Israelite temple and sanctuary, it was the heart of this system. It was a picture, however fuzzy, of God's plan to save his people. You know, when my friend and I stood in front of the miniature White House exhibit, we saw a model of the president's home. After staring at it for hours, I felt as if I knew this home, like I knew which rooms were used for sleeping and where the family ate their meals. Like I knew which pieces of art decorated the corridors and even the guest rooms. I felt as if I had visited, although I still have never toured the White House. This miniature model gave me a feeling of what the home was like, but it came nowhere close to visiting the real thing. I couldn't smell the family's dinner cooking in the kitchen. I couldn't feel the smooth finish of the curved staircase banister. I couldn't see the details in Gilbert Stuart's painting of George Washington. I couldn't feel the threads of the woven carpet underfoot as I walked across it. The miniature is a copy, and I have no doubt that the real home at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue is significantly better in every way. So too, heaven will be significantly better in every way than anything here on earth. And living forever with Jesus our Savior? Well, there's no replica for that. I'm thankful to start this new week with you, our Hope Channel family, once again. Let's pray together this morning. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we want to experience all that heaven offers. To smell the flowers, to leap with the deer and sit with the lions, to see the nail scars on your hands and feet. Lord, this world is a poor reflection of your plan for us. This new week, remind us of your plan, of our future, and fill us with hope for that joyful day. Amen. You know, Jan and John Swiefa are talented artists. Visiting their miniature White House gives a person a good sense of the original and its purpose. God's purpose has always been the same, to save us through his son Jesus. And that's hope, hope for you this new week.
Thank you so much for encouraging our hearts this morning.
And friends, thank you for being with us here today and watching Wake Up With Hope. If you'd like to learn more about our program or share us with a friend, visit us at hopetv.org/wakeup.
That's right. And we invite you to join us tomorrow morning. Jesus 101 will be with us to share a morning devotional thought. We'll have a dedicated prayer session and an important segment on the mental cost of stress. Be sure to tune in.
And if you enjoyed today's program, we invite you to visit hope.study to receive your free Bible study guides to learn more how you can live a life that's filled with hope every day of your life.
Amen. Our free Bible studies have helped so many people connect with Jesus. So be sure to share and start yours today. Again, that's hope.study.
And before we go, we want to share with you a Bible promise. And today's promise comes from 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 and 4.
It says, "All praise to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. It is by His great mercy that we have been born again, because God raised Jesus Christ from the dead. Now we live with great expectation, and we have a priceless inheritance, an inheritance that is kept in heaven for you, pure and undefiled, beyond the reach of change and decay."
It is because of Jesus that we can live with great expectation of a bright future. We can hope in Him today.
Amen. Friends, we pray that you were blessed with today's program and that your day will be filled with reminders of the love, joy, and peace found only in Jesus.
Amen. Let's pray together. Father in heaven, today our hearts are just so thankful that we have received such hope-filled content. And we pray, Lord, that the songs and the messages and the reflections and everything would just remain in our hearts and minds. May we carry it throughout the day and be able to find encouragement and hope as we face whatever circumstances we may face today. So thank you for answering our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.